Our program today is a previously aired broadcast, so please don't call in at this time. But if you'd like to call in for prayer, please use this number, 360-435-1616.
Welcome to Hour 2 of The Point Live. Stay tuned for the next hour as we open the phone lines to take your prayer requests before the Lord and share real-life stories of God's hand working in people's lives. The number to call is 1-800-955-8200. That's 1-800-955-8200. Now, here's Pastor Mike Zachman.
Well, welcome to the second hour of this broadcast, and I want to welcome our Los Angeles listeners in Southern California, Phoenix, Arizona, Juneau, Alaska, and some of the other lines. We've had a great show so far. I'm going to bring you up to speed on some of the things that God's already done and some of the words of knowledge that he's given me. We're heard on these stations every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 Pacific Standard Time. We're on in the Midwest, in Chicago, and in Austin, Texas, and other places over there from 10 till midnight every Saturday evening. And our desire is to release the love and the power of God through prayer into your lives. And we've had a number of people give their hearts to Jesus in this program. And we have people that are set apart to him, depression and so forth. A couple of things I want to say before I pray for our next caller. You may be having some major headaches tonight. We want to pray with you. And that's, I believe, why one of these people are calling right now. You may have had pain. I've had words of knowledge tonight in the lower, small of the back, on the maybe right side of the lower back, the center and the right side, the left shoulder on down to the main muscle there, the bicep muscle, all the way down to the elbow, not including the elbow, on the left side. I mentioned both thumbs, actually, right and left thumb. And then so someone also has pain on the left knee, so on the inside of the left knee. If that's you, dial this number tonight. We have one line open at 800-955-8200. We're going to go to Gene in Oak Forest now. Thanks for being patient, Gene, and welcome to The Point Life.
Thank you.
How can I pray with you tonight?
I've got this crazy headache. I've had it for about 3 days. It comes and goes, and I just don't know what to do about it. You know, I've taken all these darn aspirins and things.
Okay. Well, I specifically know that God can take care of pain in a heartbeat, and as we ask him to. And so tell me right now, is it painful? Is it between 1 and 10, 10 being the worst? How high is the pain?
Well, you know, it's not constant. It comes and goes. And when it comes, it's about a 7, you know.
Okay. Wow. And right now, do you have any pain at all?
Not right now, no.
Okay. Did anything happen this week that's been out of the ordinary for you as far as some type of difficulty or disappointment or
trauma?
No, it was a pretty ordinary week, you know.
Okay, because a lot of times what happens is something will get a foothold in our lives physically because we went through something emotionally or something difficult. And so here's what I want you to do, Gene. Go ahead and take your right hand, if you would, and place it on your forehead.
Okay.
And just repeat after me, say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all oppression.
I command all oppression.
To leave my body.
To leave my body.
Mind.
Mind.
Soul and spirit.
Soul and spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now I'm going to pray as well. Father, I just say thank you for Jean. Wrap your arms of love around her. I say thank you that your perfect love casts out all fear. And I command the fear to go in Jesus' name. Say go in Jesus' name, Jean.
Go in Jesus' name.
Yes. Now just take a deep breath. Now, Father,
okay.
Release your peace. Release your peace over her, Father. I just say thank you that you're on the job and that you answer prayer. And right there in Oak Forest, Illinois, that you're touching Jean in her head. And that you're setting her apart to yourself.
Yes.
And we ask this in Jesus' name. Release that healing fire over her head, over her body. And again, wrap your arms of love around her right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm sensing something, Gene, and I always just check these things out if I'm hearing from the Lord or if it's just, you know, bad pizza. But did you Have you been married in the past?
Oh, no, I've been widowed.
How long?
A long time ago.
Okay.
I'm 90 now, and I'm, you know, widowed for about 10 years.
Okay. Well, that's what I sense, that you have been widowed, and so that's why I asked that. I sense there's something to do with that and why these headaches are coming on, some type of fear. Is it
really?
Fear of finances right now?
Possibly. Yeah, I think that's a good part of it.
Okay. Okay, you know what we're going to have to do is just ask our listeners to pray, because I know you can hear me. And
right.
Okay, now it's starting to get better. We're having some technical difficulty, and I'm just going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just declare over these airwaves that
yes.
you would work right
yes.
now.
Yes.
And that we declare any attacks of the evil one or
yes.
witchcraft null and void by the
yes.
shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
And we just say thank you for your goodness.
No more.
And how you're reaching out to Gene right now and the many other callers and listeners across this country. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
There we go. It just went back up to normal. Now, what did you say about the finances part, Gene? It broke up.
Yeah, I mean, I am having financial difficulties now, but, you know, I do have a lot of them.
Yeah, well, the Lord's removing that fear, because that's what I just asked him to do.
Good.
And I really believe he's going to give you freedom in that area more than you've ever had it in your lifetime. And
oh,
so
terrific.
I just really do. He cares about every little thing.
Yes.
And so, Father, we just again, we lay down Jean's finances and her situation to you, and we ask that you just free her up to be the woman that you made her to be. And I pray the rest of the years of her life on earth will be the best years of her life.
Amen.
As she lives for you. And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thanks for listening on WYLL there in Chicago, Gene. And we'd love for to hear an update as far as how we totally believe that you're not going to have any more pain in your head.
Oh,
okay.
Fine. I'll call back and just let you know.
Amen. Okay.
Thank you, the Lord.
That's right.
Okay. Amen.
Bless you, Gene. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
That's a suburb of Chicago. Now we go to the city of Chicago, to Juanita, who's been waiting patiently. Welcome to The Point Live, Juanita.
Thank you. I want to give a testimony, because I called in last week. My husband was gone up to have stents put in it. They're going to do it. He had a heart attack, and they're going to put stents in. And I called in, and someone prayed for me and him also.
Yes.
He came out real good.
Amen.
Thank you all for that. He had to stay on the table for a long time. Now he's having a problem with his knee because he can't hardly walk real good. It's on the left side. And but most I want to pray for my son that's in California. He need a job.
You know, Juanita, just hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. I'm going to pray again.
Okay.
There's some airwaves are just getting distracted here. Father, we just pray again in Jesus' name that you just release your healing over these airwaves. And we just ask that we just declare your goodness over all across the country and the people that you want to reach through this radio ministry tonight with your goodness. We pray the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over this, and freedom over the equipment and these lines. And we ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, you were saying, Juanita, specifically now for us to be praying for you. Go ahead and give us your prayer request if you would.
Okay, for my son, he need a job, and he's
okay.
been putting in a lot of applications, but now he's been out of work for about 2 years, I think, and he's getting a lot of.
Now, what's your son's first name?
Al. His first name is Al.
It broke up again. I'm sorry, Michael.
Al.
Okay, very good.
And he needs a job. His wife just laid off from work, too. She just started back done part-time someplace. But they have three children, and they are getting a lot of letters from the bank on their home. And it's been kind of rough with them. And I would like prayer that the Lord would bless him with a good job, that he'd be able to take care of his family.
Okay. And so now it's coming back. There we go. Wow, we've been having some technical difficulty, but I can hear you completely better now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Now, here's what I want to do, because this has been a little jargon, and sorry about this. Sometimes this happens. We're by satellite, and we have a lot of technology.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to pray specifically for Al right now,
okay.
So go ahead and join me and our listeners. Father, in the name of Jesus, first of all, we say thank you for Juanita and her husband and how he came through the surgery. And we pray specifically for Al, and we just declare financial blessing over him. We pray that you would increase his dependence upon you, Lord, and waiting upon you so that he would know that he knows that he knows that it's you providing this job for him. Give him the hope. Give him his desire to put you first and to honor you. I pray that you give Juanita wisdom and revelation on how to pray for Al. And we just declare goodness over him and blessing. And we ask these things in
Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, Juanita, thank you for calling The Point Live tonight, and bless you. We're going to go to some of our other callers who have been waiting as well. Thanks for being patient over the break. God bless. Bye-bye. Well, you're listening to The Point Live here on The Point Live Radio Network, and we have a number of lines open off the air tonight at this number, 360-435-1616, where people will pray with you and for you. There's a number of people standing by. Again, that number is 360-435-1616. We also have I've been giving out some words of knowledge about both thumbs, the right and left thumb, and someone has arthritis in the left hand, and it's probably many people. When that person calls in, and you know, please do if that's what God's leading you to do, this number 800-955-8200. If you have arthritis in the left hand and you didn't call in, I encourage you to pray with us and watch what God does, because I sense He's going to set some people free from arthritis tonight. We're going to go to Diane now in Chicago, Illinois, as well. Welcome to The Point Live, Diane.
Thank you very much. I have two prayer requests. The first one, I cannot take cholesterol medicine of any kind.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to name the brand names on the air, but I get
pain with
one of them, and I've been on two other ones, and I can't tolerate it. So
okay.
I'm trying to go a natural route. I'm going to have a blood test in
about... Well, let's go a supernatural route.
Okay, that's even better.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When were you diagnosed with high cholesterol?
Oh, a couple years ago, and I was on and off one thing, and then I just didn't take it for a while and went up to 350, you know, cholesterol, and now I'm kind of scared, and I just better start eating right again, you know. And then my other prayer request is I'm involved in a project in Fort Wayne, Indiana, to restore the cemetery stone of a Civil War hero.
Okay.
And he just kind of took the edge off. I had a lot of grief in my life, lost four people in 5 years.
Mm.
And it's like I know this person, and the project is going smoothly.
Okay.
But I just ask blessing upon him and upon the people involved now with me in this project.
Now, when did you lose these people, Diane? How long ago was this?
2005, late 2005, a good friend of my mom's through cancer, who was going to come and live with us.
But you said it was 5 years, so was it from 2005 to 2010?
Yeah, something like that.
And the high cholesterol showed up right after that?
I think I had it before that, but I'm not sure.
But during
I'm
that time?
I'm not real sure.
I want to pray now.
Yeah.
I have enough information.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you a couple things.
All right.
First of all, as I said earlier, maybe you were listening, maybe you weren't.
It
says in Acts 10 that Jesus went around healing all those who were oppressed by the devil.
Oh.
What happens is that oppression comes from the evil one through circumstances, and many times it comes through trauma.
Oh,
and in this case, you just lost four or five people
that
were very dear to you.
Very dear.
And therefore, something happened to you physically as a result of that, the stress, and so forth. So what we're going to do, we're just going to get rid of some of that stuff and
Thank
ask the Lord to do it
Thank
supernaturally
you.
So you're not going to have to even think about taking medicine for your cholesterol. Watch.
Oh, that's wonderful.
This is going to be so good. Just repeat
you.
After me. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command the spirit of stress.
I command the spirit of stress.
And all trauma.
And all trauma.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Lord.
And replace it with your peace, Lord.
I thank you that you're a good God.
I thank you that you're a good God.
And that you love me perfectly.
And that you love me perfectly.
Now hold out your hands with your palms facing up.
Okay,
Father, release your healing fire over Diane right now from her head to her toes.
Thanks.
I speak to every ounce of the cells in her body right now, every cell. that you would recreate them the way that you created them initially. And we just speak against high cholesterol. We pray that you'd lower those levels, Father, within her body right now in Jesus' name, to back to the appropriate levels of what she needs to live on. And so, Father, we just – okay, here's another one. Just say this. Say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all fear.
I command all fear.
And anxiety.
And anxiety.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
Now I'm going to pray one more time. Father, release that healing fire from her head to her toes in every blood cell. White and red, strengthen them.
Thank
yes.
You.
Oh, more, Lord. Release Thank the love. Release the love. Release your love. As I've been declaring, you know, God's perfect love casts out all fear. Not some, but all. And you mentioned that you had some fear. And see, the Lord is taking this and he's replacing it with his peace because he's on the job. And most people understand that God's big enough to do this, so they just don't believe that he can.
Oh, I believe he can. He can do what he wants to do.
Amen.
And I believe that. And even my project in Fort Wayne, Indiana, trying to restore the cemetery stone for this soldier.
Yeah, and I just pray for favor, Father, for that. I thank you for Diane's heart and just wanting to represent this hero and this man who fought in the war and in the Civil War.
Battle of Shiloh.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And we just pray, Father, for Diane just to fall more in love with you and that you'd release her, Father, with that same love in reaching out to many, many people.
Thank you.
And we ask these things
We're
in Jesus' name.
Thank you. We're going to do something with this first soldier.
Now, did you feel anything in your body?
In my hands, a little bit, like a little bit of tingling, like something was,
I
was receiving a prayer.
Amen. Well, here's one last thing I'll say to you, and then we're going to go to some other callers.
Yeah.
You have Jesus in your heart, and you have the ability to declare. The Bible says to take every thought captive to Jesus. So when negative thoughts come against your body, oh, no, I have high cholesterol or whatever it is, don't receive that. Say in Jesus' name, I know that you're setting me free.
That's
you understand?
Beautiful. Yes, I do.
It's just so important to not let those thoughts come because what they do is they come and they try and grip us, you know, the fear, the depression, the whatever it might be. And, you know, don't take this the wrong way.
Right.
But it's like we give ourselves permission to have a pity party.
Oh,
And the truth is that we're supposed to rejoice in all circumstances, especially in the midst of trials.
That's right. Only
Jesus can help us do that.
That's right. He can do it when he wants to do it, and I trust in him so that I may glorify him.
Amen. Well, Diane, thanks for calling The Point Live from Chicago tonight. Have a great night, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
And don't forget our veterans. Thank you.
Okay, that's right.
Bye-bye.
That's right. We thank God for our veterans. Now, we're going to take one more caller, and then I'm going to have Sylvia and our next caller, it looks like, calling in from down in Washington here to hold tight for a moment because I want to read this letter that I promised earlier. First, we're going to go to Gwendolyn in Maywood, Illinois. Welcome to The Point Live, Gwendolyn.
Thank you. God bless you, man of God. I just want to tell you, last week I called in, and I had called in reference, I had some pain on my right side. And when you pray for me, I have not had that pain since then.
Amen.
Wow.
Thank God. Because
how long had you had that pain?
I've had this pain for years. It's just on and off.
Wow. God is good.
So much pain. So I just thank God because it was like as soon as I got off the phone, I was walking in the kitchen and I was telling my husband about you. And it was gone. I was like, this pain is gone. So I have not had this pain, and I do have some more, but I just wanted to tell you that because I know God is working through you, and I know that he is a healer. And I just thank God that you're doing what he has ordained you to do.
Wow, Gwendolyn, thank you so much for that encouragement. And, I mean, let's just spell this out one more time for our listeners. Here you are in Maywood, Illinois. I'm in Seattle, Washington, 2,000 miles away, probably 2,200 miles away. And it has nothing to do with distance because when we draw near to God, he draws near to us. And he's the one who heals. Obviously, it's not me. I believe he can do it, and I'm asking him to. You believed he could do it, and you're asking him to. We join together. The thousands of listeners we have in this program, we believe together in the Word of God that says that he's already done it because his stripes were healed. And then you give the testimony of what? Of pain going away in the right side of your face for how many years?
No, actually, it was on the right side of my body.
The right side of your whole body.
This has been on the right side, right on the side here, close towards my back.
Okay.
It's been for years, and I
years.
So it goes on and off, and it's just lately.
But it's gone now. So it was gone all week.
Gone. I have not had any pain since I prayed with you last week.
And it will never
Jesus.
Come back.
In the name
now,
of Jesus.
Now, you have another prayer request, I see.
Yes, I have a couple of them. One of them is, I know I had called last week, and I don't know if we had got to it, but you were getting ready to give me a testimony about the cancer. I'm trying to make a decision if I should have my surgery now or wait 5 months, have this chemo now, and then have the surgery after the 5 months. So I'm just really battling there, and I'm getting really, you know, I don't know what to do with that. And then the other thing is we've been trying to get a house for years, and it seemed like every house that we put something on, we never get this house.
Mm-hmm.
And then the enemy has just really been attacking at my daughters and my son to where they're depressed. I don't know, the depression spirit is just over them.
Okay,
and
we're going to do several things. We're going to do several things. We're going to ask the Lord to anoint your hands so you can go lay your hands on your kids.
Yes.
Secondly, what's your husband's first name?
Travis.
Okay, for Gwendolyn and Travis, we're going to pray for this house. And where are the doctors said that you have cancer?
In my breast, both of them.
Okay, okay. We're going to start there. And I think we did this last week a little bit as well.
Yes.
If you can... take your hands and just put them on top of your chest, right on top.
Yes.
And Father, right now, release your healing fire.
Yes.
Deep calls to deep. Deep within Gwendolyn. More, Lord. Just say more, Lord.
More, Lord. More, Lord.
Pour it out, Father. We just speak life over those breasts. We just pray specifically, Father, for all cancer to die in her body in Jesus' name.
I agree.
Jesus.
Just say, die in Jesus' name, Gwendolyn.
Die in Jesus' name.
Oh, yes. We say thank you, Father, that you have victory over cancer, that that is not bigger than you. You're the creator of all things, and this is creeped in because of sin in this world around us. And we just declare all dis-ease, especially cancer, null and void in Gwendolyn's body by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And we pray, Father, specifically... for this Gwendolyn and Travis in their home.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ask, Father, for blessing. I ask for favor.
Yes.
I ask for discernment. I ask for finances.
Yes.
I ask for a place to call home.
Yes.
And just show them clearly. Just make it all come into alignment with the right lender, right broker, the right real estate agent, whatever they're using. Just put it all together, Father. In your name we pray, in Jesus' name.
I have a scripture here for guidance. It says Proverbs 3:6, acknowledge God, he will make your path straight. He will teach you the way to go.
Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 3:6.
And don't forget about my kids.
No, we're not. Go ahead and hold out your hands now.
Now, they don't live here. They actually live in different states.
That's okay. That's okay. Father, just anoint Gwendolyn's hands right now with this fire for healing.
Yes.
Especially the ability, Father, to walk in the anointing of healing, whatever it might be, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. I pray that you release discernment. I pray that you release words of wisdom and knowledge over her, and that you would do this, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I say thank you that you've given me these things, and I just pass them on to my sister right now. And I ask that you would anoint her entire body, but especially her hands. More, Lord. Just say more, Lord.
More, Lord.
Just release that fire. Come, Holy Spirit, even more, even more, even more, even more. Fill her, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Fill her, Lord. Yes.
Thank you.
See, you are a worshiper of the Lord in spirit and in truth, Gwendolyn.
Yes, I am.
And the Lord knows that about you, and he trusts you. And that's huge. That's just huge. And you're under a test right now with this, you know, people telling you you got cancer. But the Lord's going to carry you through this one. And he's going to use you mightily, and you have a testimony to get out. And you're not afraid to open your mouth and testify of the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's raising up people all across the country and calling them out of, you know, almost like a Clark Kent kind of experience, out of the newsroom and phone booth and into Superman, you know. But it's really being a representation of who Jesus Christ is on the earth.
Yeah.
And so that's what he's doing in your life. I can just sense it, and I see it in the spirit, and you watch what he does, and it's going to start with your kids. So.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, thanks for calling The Point Live tonight again, Gwendolyn, and we'd love to hear from you. We have a number of regular callers that we get to hear from and see what God's doing. So.
Oh, I will be out.
Okay.
Do my best every Saturday. Thank you so much for praying for me. God bless you.
Okay, you too. Thanks for listening on WYLL there in the Chicago area. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you're listening to The Point Live here on the Point Live Radio Network. We're heard on these stations every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 Pacific Standard Time. That means 10 to midnight and Central Standard Time. Before we go to our next callers, I have a letter I want to read. You know, we have a number of listeners that listen in prison and jails and other places, mostly prisons. And, folks, these folks are the least of these. They've done some things. They know they've done wrong. But a lot of them know Jesus, or they're coming to know Jesus right there in their prison cells. And we have a number of listeners in Lancaster, California, at the, I believe it's the Los Angeles County prison there. And I got a letter from a man named Jaime, and I want to read part of it on the air because this is his voice. This is like him calling in. He can't call in, but he can write letters. And this is what he said. He said, "Dear Pastor Mike, I've been listening to your radio show every week for about the last 10 months. I love the way the Lord moved you in the direction that he did. Our Savior is pulling out all the stops before he comes back. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to pray along with all of those that feel compelled to contribute or call in that way." And he said, "The world needs to know how much Jesus loves them. We serve a God that gives us his heart for the taking. In Matthew 13:45-46, Jesus speaks of a parable about the kingdom of heaven being like a pearl merchant finding a pearl of great price and selling all that he had and buying it. When most people read their Bibles and come across that passage, they view it as their commitment to the kingdom. However, I've come to learn that that really speaks of his commitment towards us. In his eyes, we're that pearl of great price. When we let that settle in, then it's easy for us to believe in him for healing and any other promise that's written in his word." And he asked that he's requesting prayer for a couple of things, that he would have freedom to minister in that prison. And he goes on to say, towards the end, "I would also like for you to pray that the presence of the Lord overwhelms my brothers here in the prison with his love. There are so many people here under so much oppression that they need the touch of Jesus to set them free." And he says, "After reading Pastor Bill Johnson's books and tuning into your radio station, a fire got started that will not be put out. I pray that the Lord will open even more doors for you and that your anointing increase beyond measure. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your brother in Christ, Jaime." And folks, I'm telling you, that's a prisoner. I don't know how long he's in and so forth, writing, you know, where he's at, asking for prayer. And I just want to lift up, first of all, these inmates. Sharon, why don't you start in this Los Angeles County Jail in Lancaster, California, Los Angeles County Prison. And then we're going to pray. I want our listeners to be praying for the prisoners across the country as well. Go ahead, Sharon.
Yes, Father, in Jesus' name, I just hold up all those people, Father, in the jails, Father, that that their heart is breaking, Father, and we just ask that your touch be on them and heal their hearts, Father. I know that you've forgiven them, because when they ask for forgiveness, it's all underneath the blood. So, Father, I just thank you, Father, that they can walk in peace,
yes,
and grow,
Lord,
in you, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for Jaime and these men that he's around. I pray for the supernatural blessing. I pray for favor.
Yes.
I pray that you, Lord Jesus, would come in and show your love so tangibly to these men and women in this Los Angeles County prison, that they would just, when they get out, they would be on fire for you no matter where they go. They would never turn back to a life of crime or doing anything that would hurt anyone ever again. And that we pray that for the prisoners across the country as well. May revival fire break out in the jails and the prisons of our nation, and that people would understand that they have a second, third, and fourth chance with you, Jesus.
Yes.
And that they would turn from their wicked ways and repent and humble themselves before you. And we ask these things in Jesus'
name.
Amen. Well, we're going to go to our next caller. We have two lines open. The number is 800-955-8200 to be on The Point Live with us. Remember, our website, if you ever forget our numbers, is thepointlive.com. And we do have some lines open also off the air at 360-435-1616. We have a regular caller in Santa Clarita, California, calling Sylvia. Welcome to The Point Live.
Hi, Pastor Mike.
Hello, I got Sharon with me tonight. Did the radio come on at 9 o'clock down there?
But I don't know why they don't put it at 8 anymore. What's up with that?
Well, there's a live broadcast going on,
yeah.
I believe from Dodger Stadium or something down there, that they were going to preempt our broadcast. for an hour, but next week we'll be back on for two hours. So,
yes.
So how can we pray with you tonight, Sylvia?
Oh, I've been having a hard time, really, really bad. I don't know what's going on, and just having a really hard time.
Health?
Well, no, more like being attacked. And
okay.
Well, it probably is. You're calling in on this show, and
because I asked the Lord to talk to you to let you know what it was, because I know it's too much.
Yeah,
Lord's help.
Well, you know what? We're just gonna pray then, Sylvia, because the Lord will show us, and I'm gonna ask Sharon to go ahead and lead out, and then.
We also pray for the Lord put in my heart for us to pray for Mexico, for the orphans, the widow, and the poor, and in Nigeria for our brothers and sisters over there.
You bet.
And for all the
I'll pray for them, and then Sharon, you go ahead and pray for Sylvia.
So Sylvia, right now, I just pray Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper, and everything that tries to is going to be defeated. Every bad, negative, cursed word that's come against you, in Jesus' name, we break and we cast to the ground in Jesus' name, and release the healing power of the Holy Spirit in this whole situation. Father, we just thank you that your blood covers and protects. So, Father, thank you for that, for covering her.
That's right. I ask, Father, that you release rivers of living water over Sylvia right now.
Yes.
And I pray, Father, that you would replace anything that Sylvia is running to other than you with you.
Yes.
Just release favor, where she would have eyes to see and ears to hear what you're up to in her life,
mm-hmm.
and that you remind her throughout the day of how much you love her,
mm-hmm.
that there'd be little touches here and there, and that she would be so in the arms of your love and your protection that any fear that comes knocking at the
right.
door would just fall and be harmless. And so we just pray that protection over her, and we pray that freedom over her right now. Release it tangibly. More, Lord. Just say more, Lord.
More, Lord. I feel them.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. It's just that's being released. It's just being released over you.
Oh, encouragement.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. It's so good. And we just lift up these people in Mexico that are on Sylvia's heart tonight, and I say thank you that you're ministering to the orphans and the widows and the poor there and in Nigeria and around the world. And I pray you show us what part we can do in reaching out to the least of these, even as I just mentioned in this letter.
Yes.
And we ask all these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And I also, can I pray one?
What do you got?
I want to pray for all the children here in the Santa Clarita City.
Yeah, go ahead and take about 30 seconds because we've got three other callers waiting.
Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' mighty name and of your precious Holy Spirit, Lord God. I lift up your church, the Village Church, Lord Jesus, and I lift up all the children around here in Santa Clarita City, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I pray that you save their souls, woman, Lord Jesus, with your precious Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, and use them mightily for your glory.
Amen.
Amen.
God, share the gospel to the ends of the earth. This is your Christian nation.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes. You know,
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Well, Sylvia, it's always good to hear your voice. Bless you, and keep
bless
discipling
you,
those kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
God bless you, honey.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye. Before we go to Susan and Renton, I just want to say one thing. Again, I'm getting the word of knowledge about the lower right back and center of the back. And also, someone has some chest pain. It might be tightness of breath. It might be breathing issues on both sides of the chest. So if that's you, dial this number, 800-955-8200. We're going to go to Susan and Renton, Washington, just south of Seattle. Welcome to The Point Live.
Hi.
How can we pray with you tonight, Susan?
I have fought lifelong severe depression. I've done well in my work life. Got a wonderful family, and they've done well. But about 20 years ago, in my severe depression and heartbreak over a failed marriage, I started smoking.
Okay.
And I have always sung all my life from being a little girl. I've always had a good voice, and I've sung praises to the Lord in church.
You were raised up in a Christian home?
Well, My mom always made sure I went to church. I always knew the Lord was, you know, she told me that the Bible was true, and I've never, ever, ever debated that.
Here's what I want to do.
Part of my life.
Okay, here's what I want to do, Susan. I sense I've already some things that I need to pray for. You've told me enough. See, what I do is I ask people to share some of their story, and as I hear God's Spirit speak to me about your situation, then I get wisdom, or sharing gets wisdom on how to pray.
Yeah.
And then we ask the Lord to take over. I've had a number of people who have been healed of smoking by God just touching them, and the desire is gone. Like, they went to take a cigarette, and they almost got sick.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
But it's rooted in something deeper, and I heard the word abuse. And so I'm not sure if it was your failed marriage or for something that happened to you when you were a child.
Trauma.
But, yeah, there's something that happened to you that we need to pray against that's rooted in this depression, and it goes back that far. So am I hitting on something?
Yeah. You know, I know my mom loved me, and she tried her best to –
yeah.
To give me the best and give me opportunities, but I can remember her, when I did something wrong, she would say, "Oh, Susie, shame."
Yeah.
Shame.
Now, was your father in the picture during this time?
I'm sorry?
Was your father in the picture?
Oh, yeah. He was there, but my mom was obviously the head of the family.
Okay.
She ruled everything.
Yeah, see, that's the spirit of witchcraft, of manipulation and control.
She was the world's worst controller.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't mean to call her a witch. What I'm saying is that most people don't understand that manipulation is witchcraft.
Right, that's what the Bible says.
The Bible says that. And so
here's
what I'm going to do. Just pray some of these things with me. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command the spirit of abuse.
I command the spirit of abuse.
And witchcraft.
And witchcraft.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my mind, body, soul, and spirit.
And I command all depression.
And I command all depression.
And oppression.
And oppression.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my mind, body.
To leave my body. Say it this way. To leave my body.
To leave my body.
Mind.
Mind.
Soul and spirit.
Soul and spirit.
And can you do me a favor and turn down your radio, please, Susan, in the background?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just don't want our listeners to get confused here either. So,
and then
one last thing I want you to pray here. I want you to pray this. The Lord wants to release freedom over you right now. And so, but there's something that's been holding you back, and it's this releasing your mom. What was her first name?
Mary Jane.
So are you willing to release her?
Forgive.
And forgive her completely?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, just repeat after me then. Just say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I release my mother, Mary Jane, to you.
I release my mother, Mary Jane, to you.
I forgive her of the harm and the words that she's spoken against me.
I release her from the harm and the words that she spoke against me.
And I command all shame.
Yes.
And I command all shame.
And pain and hurt.
And pain and hurt.
To go from my body.
To go from my body.
My mind.
My mind.
My soul and my spirit.
My soul and my spirit.
Amen.
Now I'm going to pray one last thing for you. Just receive this. Father, just release now healing fire over Susan from her head to her toes. And I just pray that this smoking habit would just fall by the wayside, because she no longer needs to run to anything with this insecurity, because it's gone in Jesus' name. Release your goodness now. Bring security, bring love, bring favor over her life. Thank you for her calling in tonight and her desire to be set apart to you, and we ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
The Lord's doing spiritual surgery on you, Susan. We're asking him, and he's setting things in motion. You shut some doors tonight that the evil one no longer has any foothold over you.
Thank you.
And
thank
so he's,
it's
he,
been
he's
a long
not,
time.
He's not going to climb up on you anymore. And if any of those things start knocking at that door again, you're not to answer it. No one's home. You don't even have to speak to it. You just walk away. You say,
thank
in Jesus' name, I command those thoughts to
go.
Yeah. Okay?
Thank you. God bless
you. You're welcome.
You.
Thanks for calling The Point Live tonight. Listen on KGNW here in Seattle. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
We're going to go now, I believe we're going to go to Solveig, who I believe called in last week. Was it Solveig from Seattle as well?
This is the third time I'm calling you, and I appreciate your prayers. When you prayed for me the first time, I did feel that my legs got better. I haven't had a cramp since that.
Amen.
That disturbed me at night. But my back is not, it's bad. I've had some bad injuries to my back. And I also lost my husband this spring, too. So I'm kind of feeling kind of weak from sorrow.
Okay.
I
want to have Sharon pray specifically. Why don't you put a hand on the pain where the back is right now?
Yes, it's the whole back. My whole
is it? Is there? Is there a level of pain, or is it just kind of go when you move around?
Just, it's just stiffness and pain.
Okay.
That makes me really tired. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Sharon's going to pray.
So, Father, right now, we just thank you for healing her legs, that they're better now. But, Father, right now, we just hold up her back, Father, from the top of her spine to the bottom of her spine. In Jesus' name, we command it to come into alignment. All the vertebrae, nerves, tendons, muscles, Father, that are attached, Father, we just command it to be in alignment in Jesus' name. Father, we command that pain
to
go.
We speak peace in the Solveig's back right now, Lord.
Yes.
From the base of her neck to the bottom, Father, to all the way down her back, just release it, Father, right now.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you,
Lord. And any weakness and any sorrow, just release freedom over her, Father.
Yes.
Hope. I pray for good women friends to come alongside of her and to share a cup of coffee with, and just to be, And you know, I'm getting one other thing, Solveig, that I believe I got last week as well. The Holy Spirit's reminded me of this. There were some things that he wanted you to let go of, and I believe it was your family in Norway, is it?
Yeah, there are several unsaved, so I'm hoping to be a testimony to them when I go there.
Right, and the pressure, the Lord took the pressure off last week.
Yeah.
And he wanted me to remind you of that, that your heart is in the right place.
Thank you.
And just keep giving it over to him and watch what he does.
I will.
So, okay?
Thank
and then John 14:18, it says, I will never leave you. So just rest and have peace in that.
Amen.
He'll always be with you.
That's so good.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Bless you too, Solveig.
Thanks
for calling again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're going to go to Linda now in Lancaster. Thanks for waiting so patiently, Linda, in Lancaster, California. How can we pray with you tonight?
I called in late March that my right knee is going to get operated on in the middle of April. My right knee replacement, and I did. So I mean, resting and go for a little physical therapy and all of that. I still have to do the physical therapy at home now. I went to a walk in the store, and I noticed that my right leg, it holds up great. I mean, I can walk maybe for about an hour, and I have no problem. Now we have to get the left leg fixed. I mean, it's getting pain in the knee and the leg, and it's...
Now, do you have pain in the left knee? Do you have pain in the left knee as we speak right now?
No, not now, because I'm not walking. I'm just sitting in my car just listening to you guys on my cell phone.
Okay. Well, let's pray, Linda. And go ahead and put a hand on that knee, if you would. Father, I pray that you'd release peace right now into Linda's left knee, and that you would, I pray for freedom in the ligaments, in the tendons, in the cartilage, more, Lord. Just release healing fire into that left knee and leg. And I command any trauma to go in Jesus' name from Linda. And I pray for wisdom as well, that she wouldn't be picking up anything that's not from you, and that she would just increase her desire to be in your word, Father, that your truth would set her free. You're the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through you. And I pray specifically that your truth would be released in the hunger and the thirst that Linda has for being with you and in your word. And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Well, very good. Well, Linda, thank you for calling The Point Live tonight, and give us an update, okay? I know it's hard to tell right now, but we're praying. A lot of people are joining us, and we'll look forward to hearing from you in the future, okay? Bless you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Well, you're listening to The Point Live here on The Point Live Radio Network, and I want to lift up Vivian, was on the line waiting patiently, and her mom has been told that she has cancer. I pray specifically for Vivian's mom, Father, and for freedom. I pray that you'd anoint Vivian's hands with healing fire. And Vivian, if you're listening, hold out your hands. I pray, Father, that you would clearly help her right now in Jesus' name, knowing that you are a God that can get rid of cancer in a heartbeat. We declare all cancer cells in her, Vivian's mom, to be dead right now in Jesus' name.
Yes, I agree.
Replace it with life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, the number to call is 800-955-8200. We have two lines open if you'd like to be on the air the last 12 minutes or so of the program. We have a number of people standing by, three lines open off the air at this number to pray with you, 360-435-1616. That's 360-435-1616. We're going to go to Palmdale, California, then Spokane, Washington. Josie, welcome to The Point Live in Palmdale.
Yes, hi, Pastor. I've called in the past, and you've helped me tremendously. This last week, I had some, I have another, an issue here. I went to the doctor, and he had a blood test that came back, and he said everything was fine, but he said that that it showed that it was positive for lupus, and so they're going to do some more intense tests, and he said that.
Well, wouldn't it be great if you go back in and it's gone completely? We've had a woman that walked into our healing rooms here who was completely healed of lupus.
Yes. I'm scared to death.
Well, right now.
In the past, I've had no problem believing, but this time, for some reason,
okay.
I just.
Now, I'm not picking on you, Josie, but notice what you just said.
Yes.
You're scared to what?
Yeah. I'm scared to death.
Yeah. Now, let me back up for a minute. Jesus brought you life, and He's still bringing you life, not death. And so we're leaning on the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
And so just pray this with me. Say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all fear.
I command all fear.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Lord.
And replace it with your peace, Lord.
Now I'm going to pray. Father, release your healing fire over Josie from her head to her toes right now. And I command all rejection to go in Jesus' name. Say go in Jesus' name.
Go in Jesus' name.
And I break off any word curses that have been spoken by any doctors or anyone else over Josie from the third and fourth generation. Go in Jesus' name. Say go in Jesus' name, Josie.
Go in Jesus' name. Go
in
Jesus' name.
There we go. Amen. And I command all unforgiveness, self-hatred, and bitterness to go in Jesus' name. Say go in Jesus' name.
Go in Jesus' name. Go.
Oh, I bind any condemnation. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus,
Amen.
Josie, and you're in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
He's set you free. Your sin has been forgiven as far as the east is from the west. He's removed all your sin, the guilt of your sin, and He knows exactly what you need. And so He's filling you up right now with freedom, with a hope, and His love. His arms of love are over, around you right now. His banner over you is love.
Thank you.
Wow. Oh, it's so good. I can just feel it tangibly. He's just setting you free. You know, I don't usually do this, but I'm going to give you a homework assignment down there in Palmdale, California. I want you to spend some time tonight before you go to sleep just worshiping the Lord.
Oh, I
will.
Okay?
Okay? As long as you can, you watch what He does.
Yes. I will, I promise.
Okay?
Yes. Amen.
Thank you so much. I will, I promise.
Oh, you sound so different. You sound so good. Well, bless you, Josie.
I feel great. I mean, I feel lighter.
Amen.
And warm.
Amen.
You.
Amen. You're welcome. Thanks for calling The Point Live tonight.
God bless
Take
you.
Care.
Thank you,
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we're going to go from California to Spokane, Washington. Jill, welcome to The Point Live.
Hello.
How can we pray with you tonight?
Oh, I would like to have some help with just handling a lot of problems that are overwhelming. My husband's in a nursing home now and has been in and out of hospitals for the last three months or so. He's 87. And not
okay.
doing well. My mother died of cancer. I took care of her for two
okay.
years.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to pray.
Okay.
Okay? Hold out your hands and with your palms facing up, at least one of them if you can, or maybe both.
Okay.
Father, release right now over Jill. Just pray this with me. Say, I tell all hopelessness.
I tell all hopelessness.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
Now I'm going to pray. Father, release your healing fire over Jill, over her husband, over this household.
Yes.
Even more, Father. Just release it. Just say more, Lord, Jill.
Say more, Lord, Jill?
Yeah. No, just say more, Lord.
More, Lord.
Yeah. Just continue
to pour out
your grace.
Can you say something about my ankles that are swollen every morning? I can't walk every morning.
Okay. Go ahead and sit down.
I am.
And put one of your hands on one of the ankles, or if you can touch both of them. Father, release your healing fire into Jill's ankles right now.
Yes.
Release more. More. I command the swelling to go down. We just release peace. I just sense your power and your love at the same time being released into Jill's body, into her ankles. Mm-hmm. And I just say thank you that you're the God who heals. It's by your stripes that we're healed, Jesus. Pour it out now. Pour it out now. Fill her up right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, the Lord is on the job, Jill. A lot of people all around the country are listening to us tonight and praying with us. And you're listening to KYMS there in Spokane, aren't you?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
oh,
Post
is it Falls. Okay.
Yeah, Post Falls, Idaho. Well, bless you and thank you for calling The Point Live tonight. We look forward to an update as well on how you're doing.
Thank you.
Heard on these stations every Saturday evening from 8 to 10.
That's
bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Where that's 8 to 10 Pacific Standard Time. I believe that Cynthia was next, and then we're going to go to you, Crystal. So hang tight. Cynthia in Chicago, Illinois, welcome to The Point Live.
Thank you.
And you need a job, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, we're just going to pray specifically because we're getting down to the end of the program. So go ahead and share and pray for Cynthia's job.
So, Father, I just thank you, Father, that you're going to lead her and guide her where to go. Father, you have the job already picked out for her. Father, she's going to have favor when she walks in. Father, that they'll want to do something and hire mm-hmm. her, Father. Mm-hmm. We just thank you that you move her steps, Father, in the direction that you want her to go.
And pray this, Cynthia. Say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all insecurity.
Yes.
And all insecurity.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
That I can do all things through you.
I can do all things through you.
Amen. Well, bless you, Cynthia. The Lord's got his hand on you.
Amen.
Have a great night. Thanks for calling The Point Live from Chicago. We're going to go now to Crystal in Little Rock, California. Welcome to The Point Live, Crystal.
Hello.
How can we pray with you tonight?
I just wanted prayer for insecurities and guidance from the Lord and also for my dad's job.
Okay. Let's just pray. We only have a couple minutes left tonight, and we're going to maybe get to one or two more callers. But, Father, I say thank you for Crystal and her desire to trust you.
Yes.
And I pray right now that in the midst of insecurity that you'd bring security. Pour out your love like hot oil over her body right now from her head to her toes. And just pray this, Crystal, say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all fear.
I command all fear.
And insecurity.
And insecurity.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
And I'm going to pray. Father, I just say thank you for, again, Crystal and the freedom that you're bringing in that household. I just command any depression to leave in Jesus' name, and I pray for her father to get this job situation that you want for him and finances. In Jesus' name we pray.
I agree.
Amen. Well, bless you, Crystal. Sorry to say goodbye so quickly, but thanks for calling The Point Live from Little Rock, California tonight.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We're going to go to Fernando now locally here in Seattle and then hopefully get to you, Lisa, so hold tight. Fernando, how can we pray with you tonight?
Hi, good evening. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Well,
I was hoping that you could put anointing over everyone and also over my brother Paul, who's with the Presbyterian Baptist Church to help his congregation. And I have a brother that's on the road trip in Spokane visiting some people in the prisons, and I just want to put your protecting over him and just to get rid of all our discerning.
And you have a friend that was arrested as well?
Yes, he's in jail right now.
What is his first name?
His first name is Joe, I believe.
Joe. Okay. Father, we just lift up all these requests of Fernando. We just say thank you for his friends, for Paul, and especially Joe. I pray he would come to his senses and that he would realize that you are enough and that you love him perfectly.
Amen.
And we just pray for an anointing over Fernando and these friends, and especially with this prison ministry. Thank you for this letter I got to read earlier from Jaime. And we just continue to ask for favor on the least of these, and that you would send out the invitation to the highways and the byways of the wedding supper of the Lamb, and that you'd use us that have eyes to see and ears to hear to do that. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, Fernando. Thanks for calling The Point Live tonight. You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye. Lisa, welcome to The Point Live. Where are you calling from, Lisa? Spokane?
Spokane, Washington.
Very good. You're listening on KYMS also tonight and the FM station there. How can we pray for you specifically?
Well, I'm a third grade teacher, and I'm just about ready to start a new school year. And I really just want to pray. I'd like you to pray for me.
We have less than 1 minute left. Father, thank you for Lisa and her desire to serve you. I pray for favor on her teaching and that people would see Jesus in her, these kids and the parents. And I pray that you'd give her freedom outside the classroom to reach out to some of these kids and these people. And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Sorry we couldn't call and talk longer. I said Lisa and pray, but bless you. Thanks for calling The Point Live tonight. We had 24 callers on the air tonight, Sharon.
Yes.
We're getting ready to say goodnight. We're on every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 Pacific Standard Time. Thank you so much for those who pray with us and for us. Thank you for those that support this radio ministry.
Yes.
You're going to hear a couple numbers here at the end of the program. You can still call in tonight. We have two lines off the air open, 360-435-1616. This is Pastor Mike Zachman saying thank you for listening to Point Live. PointLive.com is our website. Bless you until next Saturday evening. Bye-bye. Thanks, Sharon.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Point Live. For more information about The Point Church, write to 18722 59th Avenue Northeast, Arlington, Washington, 98223. Or check out their website at thepointlive.com. Once again, that's thepointlive.com. If you're interested in receiving prayer after the program is over, please call area code 360-435-1616. Once again, that number is 360-435-1616. Tune in again next Saturday night at 8 Pacific time for The Point Live.
The preceding program sponsored by The Point Church.
Would you like to make $500 a month writing songs?
Would you like to be mentored by Grammy Award-winning songwriter Laura Story?
Enter the 2012 Create